From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Karen Trigo-Stewart. A bill that would require college campuses to allow firearms now heads to the Arkansas Senate after passing today in the House. From the Capitol, KUAR's Chris Hickey has details.
June 1, 2016, Los Angeles, California, UCLA. Two dead, zero
wounded. That's Republican State Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville listing off instances of mass shootings on college campuses across America. Collins is the primary sponsor of House Bill 1249. It requires the state's public institutions of higher learning to allow licensed faculty and staff to carry concealed weapons on their campuses. In defending his bill, Collins said the requirement was about adding another level of security in an effort to stop other potential mass shooters.
Only a fool would suggest that concealed carry holders replace law enforcement, and certainly not this fool.
Collins's legislation does not allow students to carry concealed weapons on affected campuses. The bill replaces a 2013 law providing an avenue for colleges to opt out of allowing concealed firearms. So far, the boards of all public universities and community colleges in Arkansas have opted out. Speaking against the bill, Democratic Representative Greg Letting reiterated the concerns of his constituency.
The people I represent back in Fayetteville have just made it absolutely clear that they oppose this. For those of you that don't know, the entire University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville is in the district that I represent. And a majority of the students, the parents of those students, the faculty, the staff, the Board of Trustees, the Athletic Department, the University of Arkansas Police Department, and members of the Fayetteville Police Department have all made it clear that they oppose this bill. They don't think it will make campus safer.
The bill passed on a 71-22 vote and now heads to the Senate. At the Capitol, Chris Hickey, KUAR News.